Begin the current and final daf Maseches Megillah daf Lamed Beis. Begin in the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in a similar vein as of the previous daf regarding a machlekes in the ultimate halachic conclusion regarding the laws as they relate to Kriyas HaTorah, which was the topic of our previous Mishnah. So Tana Rabbanan Mishnah Braisa that Peseach V'Raya, when the person gets an aliyah, he opens up the Sefer Torah, he sees what they're going to read from. Goylil, he closes the Sefer Torah. Umavarach. And then he makes the bracha, the Birchas HaTorah, Asher Baruch Abonim Kol Amen. Then V'chezer Pesach V'kari. Then he goes back and reopens it up, and then they read from the Sefer Torah. That's the Rimeir. Behuda Emei says, no. Pesach V'raya, they open up the Sefer Torah, he sees. U'mevarach, he makes the bracha V'kari, and he reads from it, and there's no closing it to make the bracha and then reopening. Says Gemara, my time in Rimeir. What's the reason of Rimeir that he says that first you close it, make the bracha, and then reopen it? Why? It's already open. Make the bracha, and just read from it. Says the Gemara, could the Ula like Ula? The Amma Ula like Ula says, Menema Amru, why did they say Hakar Beter Lo Yisayi Limiturgaman? In the times of Ezra, Ezra was Masakin. In Talmudic times, the halacha was when they would read from the Torah, so one person would read the Lashna Kaidish, and someone else would translate into Aramaic for the populace, for the people. So on that, Ula said, why did they say that the one who's reading, when he's hearing the translator translate, should not assist him and help him and say, wait, you know, give him a word in Aramaic to better translate? Is Kadesh Layemru, Targum Kasabatar. The people shouldn't say, wait a second, the one who's reading is saying Aramaic, they're not going to realize that he's assisting the translator. They're going to think he's reading the words in the Torah in Aramaic. And that's incorrect. So Hochanami, Kadesh Layemru Brochas Ksub Matar. So here's also the same thing is that if a person's going to open up the Torah and say the brachas and he's looking in, so people are going to think that the brachas are written in the Torah, which is not the case. So therefore it says you close the Sefer Torah, you make the brachas, and then you reopen it. But Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, Targum ikalimite. Aramaic, there's room to make a mistake, and the people are going to say, oh, these Aramaic words written in the Torah. And then they're going to come to write Targum Aramaic in the Torah. But Brachas lekalimite. He says, but Brachas, everybody knows that the blessings of the Torah are not written in the Torah. Suddenly, every week's parasha, the Brachas are written, every Aliyah, the Brachas are written in the Torah. Everyone knows it's not written over there. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no such concern. And he says, you could just open up the Sefer Torah, say the Brachas, and read from it. There's no requirement of closing it first. Now, Amar Bzeir, Amar Masni says, the halacha is, Peseach V'raya, you open up, you see what you're going to read from, U'mevarach V'kari, you make the bracha, and you read, there's no requirement to go ahead and close the Sefer Torah first before one reads from the Sefer Torah. So says Gemara, V'leim halacha Rabbi Yehuda, why does he have to say the actual halacha? This was a machlekes tanaim. Why doesn't he just say, the halacha is like that Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, who says this halacha? Says the Gemara, and this is the same as we have in the previous daf, the last discussion, was Mishum de Afchilhu, which was the words on the top of the summit from the previous daf, because there are those who switch around the attributions of the opinions, Remeir to Behuda, Behuda to Remeir, so as to not get confused, what is the actual halacha? He says the halacha as we have it from Behuda, which is that a person does not have to close the Sefer Torah when he makes the brachas. Another teaching from Amr Bzeir, Amr of Masna, he says, Haluchais, which Rashi says he doesn't know exactly what these boards are, but he said that those who explain, they mean to say that the svarim that they had in the Talmudic times was not those made in scrolls, as in Mishneic times, but rather they were like these types of books that had boards covering them, and vahabimais, which are platforms that were made for like the king, by the parsha that the king would recite the whole Sefer Dvarim at the end of a Shemitah year, as the Gemara says in Sefer Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. So although these are things that are related to Dvarim Shebekdusha, because these are the boards that are covering the Sefer, and this is a platform for the reading of the Torah, but that says, Rav Zerim Rav Masna, the Eim Behem B'Shem Kedusha. No, there's no sanctity to these elements. Now, the Girsa of the Rush actually is, Eim Behem B'Shem Kedushas Aron. It does not have the Kedusha, the sanctity of like an Aron Kaidish, because although it's performing the same function as protecting a Sefer Torah, or giving it that honor, but V'yesh ben Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It does have a lower level sanctity like that of a shul, and therefore you can't just treat it with disrespect. It does have some level of Kedusha to it. Now, continuing with the theme regarding, as we spoke about, closing a Sefer Torah, Amr B'Shvati Amr B'Yichdan, it says, Hagoyel a Sefer Torah, someone that's scrolling to close a Sefer Torah, Tzarech Shehiya Medeno Al HaTfar. So he has to put it, he has to close it opposite the stitching of the Sefer Torah, where that's the most appropriate place. When you're closing, we do Hagba and Galila, when you're closing it, it should be from that the stitching is there in the middle of where you're closing it. Now, another teaching from the Omer Reb Shvati Omer B'Yechanan, he says, Hagoyel Sefer Torah. Again, the same idea about scrolling a Sefer Torah, but here it's not talking about like closing the Sefer Torah, which There he was talking about when you're closing it, you want to have the stitching in the middle, as some interpret because of Rasa Katir, so you want to have it there that it could give over there. Here he's talking about that someone was just scrolling to go from one topic to another topic. It's just an individual who has a Sefer Torah on his lap, and one end of it is on his facing his body, the other is on his lap facing outward. So he says that Goyle mi bachutz, mean to say, the pillar of the there's two pillars of the Sefer Torah, the pillar that's on outermost of his lap, he should roll with that one, meaning from outside towards the inside. Then Goyle bibifnim, but he shouldn't roll from the inside, meaning to grab a hold on the inner one closer to him and then roll towards the outside, which one would be rolling that way, because then if you're doing that, then the outer one might spread out and fall to the ground. So to avoid that, you scroll from the outer one. Now, whereas Ukashuma Mahadkai, but when he finished rolling and he just wants to tighten it, so then Mahadkai Mibifnim, he should tighten it from the inner one, tightening on the outer one. But Ve'inim Mahadkai Mibachutz, but he doesn't tighten it from the outer one, further away from him, because if he's going to do that, so he's going to be, his hand is going to be going over the Sefer Torah, and his arm is going to be covering the words of the Sefer Torah. Now, as Rashi brings from Masech to Seferim, that as in our custom of Hag Ben Galila, that it's a mitzvah to show the writing to the people when you're tightening it, and therefore, one, in this case, similarly, should not have his hand over, because then you're covering the writing. Rather, once it's already tight, it's not going to fall down, so then you tighten it from the inside, and not having your hand over the letterings of the Sefer Torah on the inside. Another teaching on this topic, Vam Reb Shvatia, from the same Reb Shvatia Omer Bichnon, says, Asar Shakar Batayra. 10 people who are reading from the Torah, which means say that they're gathering together to hear Kriyas HaTorah, whether it's 3 aliyahs like on a weekday, or 7 aliyahs like on the Shabbos, whatever the requirement is. The only reason why we're calling it 10 people reading from the Torah is because you can't read, as we had in the previous Mishnah, Kriyas HaTorah less than a minion of people, a quorum of 10 people. So we're talking about a minion of people. But there's Kriyas HaTorah that they're doing B'tzibur. So Allah is Hagadol Shabahem Goyle Sefer Torah. So the greatest amongst the people there in the shul, he does the rolling of the Sefer Torah, which in our custom, that means the one who does Hagba, that he's the one who does that. He closes up the Sefer Torah. Now, moreover, Hagayla, whoever is the one that closes up the Sefer Torah, Nitl Schar Kulan, he takes everybody's reward. Whereas the Amr B'Shuma Levi says, Asar Shakar B'Torah, when you have 10 people reading from the Torah, Hagayla Sefer Torah, the one who closes up the Sefer Torah, Kibbutz Schar Kulan, he receives the reward of all of them. Says Gemara, Schar Kulan Sagadaitik, where he gets the reward of everybody? Says Ela Emer, rather, what you should say is Kibbutz Schar Keneged Kulan. He receives the reward correlate equal to everybody. Everyone gets reward for Kriyas HaTorah and getting Aliyah, but he gets the equivalent of them all because that's the ending of the whole thing, that Hakol Lelech Achar Gemar, that he's the one who closes it up. Similarly, another halacha of a different, unrelated halacha of Amr Shvatia, from the same Reb Shvatia Amr B'Yechad, he says, Menayin Shemishtam Shebevaskal. How do we know that we could utilize a heavenly voice? Meaning, if let's say somebody has intention to start something and he hears a voice, either yes or no, that he can go after it, and there's no problem with what's called Nichush. Nichush is taking an omen, which is actually prohibition in the Torah. How do we know but that if there's a heavenly voice, which there are heavenly voices that are called out from heaven, that one could utilize it? Because it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says that Vaznecha Tishmana Dava Macharecha Lamer, your ears are going to hear something from behind you saying, which the pasuk there actually contains, says that Zehaderch, this is the path, Lchubai, go in it, so that you're allowed to follow the voice that you're hearing. It says the Gemara, Vahanimil, but this is only talking about the Shama Kal Gavra B'Masif, lets you hear the voice of a man in the town, or Vakal Itza B'Dabra, the voice of a woman out in the fields, meaning it's a voice that's not so common. In the town, the women are hanging around, so that would be a common voice. And the forest, in the fields, it's the men who are out there. But if you hear the voice of a man in town, or the voice of a woman in the fields, which is not a common voice, that must be, it's a baskel, it's not a real person, it's a baskel, a heavenly voice is coming to the person, then that's something that is ominous. Now, v'huda amar hein hein, and this is if the voice says yes, yes, or v'huda amar lav lav, or it says no, no, meaning that it repeats it two times. Then that's something of significance that one could follow. Another teaching from Amr Shvatia Amr B'Yechon, he says, Kala koire b'lein ne'ima. Whoever reads from the Torah without sweetness, meaning without, like, for example, the Taimi HaMikra, which are the cantillation, the trup, or v'shayne b'lein zimra, or if he learns his Mishnayos without a song, which, as Taisus explains, because they used to learn the Mishnayos without a song, because they would review it by heart. And when one sings in the song, as little kids do, that's how they remember their learning, is through a song. So if one doesn't read the Torah with a song, and doesn't learn his Mishnayos with a song, Allah v'kasav v'aymer, on him the Pasuk says, Nichezkom, And then Hashem says, and also I gave to them, to those people, statutes that are not good, and judgments which they won't live by. It's not good for them. If it was something good and they would appreciate it, they would sing and they would be excited. If a person is not singing, obviously it's considered for them chukim leitayvim. Now, Maskvul Abaye, Abaye asked him this interpretation. He says, Mishum deloyodil besumikol, because someone doesn't know how to sing a song, doesn't know how to carry a tune, so therefore he's not singing. So that's what the end of the pasuk says, Mishpatim lo yichriu bahem karder space. So you consider that type of a person judgments that he won't live by, that way he's going to die? So rather he says, no, the interpretation of the pasuk is Kedrev Misharshia. Dama that he says, that it refers to something else. Shnei tamid chachamim hayishim be'ir achas. If there's two Talmudic scholars that dwell in the same city, and they're not accommodating one to the other and understanding in the words of halacha, it's on them that the pasuk says, I'm giving them statutes that's not good, and judgments that they're not living by, because a person is supposed to be able to have a masa matan with halacha. And if these people can't talk to each other, you're yours and I'm mine, so then that's obviously for them chukum leitayvim, and that's actually even mishpatim, that leyichubahem, that they won't live by. Continuing with these halachas regarding the Sefer Torah and Glila, so Amr Reb Parnach, Amr Reb Yechanan, he says, kala'icha Sefer Torah arm, whoever grabs a hold of a Torah scroll, beer, meaning without the mantle around the Sefer Torah, so nikfa arm, so he's buried beer. So says the Gemara, arm sagadaydach, what you entertain to say, it means to say that a person is going to be buried without clothing. Eleimi, rather what it means to say is nikva arm b'lay mitzvahs. Someone who grabs a hold of a Sefer Torah, just the scroll itself without a mantle covering it, he's going to be buried without mitzvahs, naked without mitzvahs, without fulfillment of commandments. Says the Gemara, b'lay mitzvahs sagadaydach? What, all his mitzvahs are deleted without any mitzvahs? No, Elam Abaye rather says what it means is nikva arm b'lay eisa mitzvah. He's considered that he's going to be buried naked without that mitzvah. Now, what does that mitzvah mean? So Taisa says, some want to say it means to say the mitzvah of holding a Sefer Torah, which is covered attire. But Taisa says that's difficult because what's the chiddush? Obviously, you're not doing an appropriate type of a holding. Obviously, you're not going to get reward for that. Rather, being from the Riva, it means without the mitzvah that you're doing at the time that you're holding the Sefer Torah. If let's say at the time when you're holding the Sefer Torah, you were reading from it. So obviously, you're not getting the reward for holding it because you're holding it appropriately, but you're not even getting the reward for the learning of the Torah that you're doing as you were holding it. You're going to be armed from the mitzvah that you're doing at that same time. Now, Amr Rabbiane, Bered Rabbiane Saba, there's different Rabbianes. There was Rabbiane, the son of Rabbiane the elder, Mishmid Rabbiane Rabba, and to differentiate, they had Rabbiane, in the name of Rabbiane the Great, because there were a few Rabbiane, so we had to differentiate. So one was called regular Rabbiane, then there was the elder, and then there was the great one. So Rabbiane said the name of Rabbiane the elder, the name of Rabbiane the Great. Mutav Tigal Hamat Pachas, it's better when one is scrolling to turn the Sefer Torah, to do it from the mantle, va'al yigal Sefer Torah, and don't turn the Sefer Torah in the mantle. Rather, close the mantle around the Sefer Torah, not the Sefer Torah around the mantle. Now the Gemara concludes with the final teaching of our Mishnah, of this parak of this Masechta. The Mishnah said, v'yidaber Moshe's me'ad Hashem al b'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the holidays, the Amtevim of Hashem, to the Jewish people. What does that mean? Mitzvahs and shiyu karin oisin kolechad v'echad b'zman. If it comes to tell us that there's a mitzvah to recite the parashias of each yomtiv in the yomtiv itself. So it's hard to remember the b'raisa that Moshe tikin l'mli Yisrael, Moshe instituted for the Jewish people, shiyu shaylin, that they should ask, v'darshin, that they should expound upon, b'nyan ishal yom, in the topic of the day, of that day, which is Hilchas Pesach. Well, Pesach people should talk about the halachas of Pesach on Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres Batzeres, halachas of Shavuos on Shavuos, and Hilchas Chag B'Chag, the halachas of Sukkos on Sukkos. Because what the Mishnah is expounding is that, why did the Pesach have to say Ve'yadah B'Moshe? Weren't all the mitzvahs said by Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael? What's Ve'yadah B'Moshe's Me'ad Hashem al B'nei Yisrael? Not just the Me'ad Hashem, every mitzvah said to the Jewish people. Rather, it comes to tell us that he spoke to them besides when he taught the whole Torah. But every single yomtiv in the yomtiv itself, he notified them the statutes of God and the Torahs relating to that yomtiv, and the Jewish people accepted upon themselves the schar of the mitzvahs of these mitzvahs of the yomtivim on themselves and the children for all future generations. Which that's not just for the Jewish people in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but every single generation to have that mitzvah of talking about and reciting and learning the halachas of the yomtiv on the yomtiv itself. Hanlach b'nei Eir, we shall return to the fourth parak, Masechta Megillah, parak b'nei Eir, which spoke about a related continuation of the previous parak regarding the laws of Kedusha, of Sefer Torah, Kriyas Torah, Beis HaKnesses, which then culminated at the end going back to the halachas of also related to Kriyas Torah, but that of the Dal Parshas and other halachas of Kriyas Torah. Veshlikla Mesechta Megillah, we have concluded Mesechta Megillah, which again spoke about primarily the Megillah of Esther, the Yom Tov of Purim, as relates to this Mesechta Megillah.